today. Good morning, Rob. How are you
Good
feeling?
morning, Ben. I'm looking for your email.
How are we feeling today?
Good. What's on your
Well,
mind?
what's on our mind is that I think we only have two more scheduled sessions with you today and next month, if I'm correct. And I would like us to all be able to say our purpose statement and know what our mission statement is by the end of the year.
Okay.
Let's see here. Do we have, I think I'm going to text Phil because he's joining. Our writers join with our HD video meeting. I'm ready. Are you going to call me? No. Join Zoom link. Let me see here. So our writer is going to join so that he really understands the assignment as well. If he can, if I can get through this technological thing and not take any of our 45 minutes. Okay, so we're going to go around and get through the purpose statement. I frankly never heard anyone say it. Expectations are that this is a practice, but we're not reading it. That's our expectation. We'll muddle through whatever we can without reading it. Let me see here. Click this link. All right. So let's, in the absence of time, let's fire it up and I'm happy to begin and be the first muddled example of this. And okay, let me see here. Come away. All right, turning on my video again. We protect and grow wealth for families across generations. What we offer is multi-generational planning with full implementation of the planning process across four appointments, four reviews of the plan, two in person, and rapid response. 1 hour rapid response, 24-hour resolution. How does that compare to what you're getting now? So, hopefully that bar sets it low for us. Let's just go around and make fools of ourselves.
I'll go.
Okay.
If there's no order, right. We protect and grow wealth for families across generations. What we offer is multi-generational planning with full implementation through 12 scheduled appointments, four reviews of the plan, two of which will be in person, and rapid response time. 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution. How does that compare with what you're getting now?
Yay.
Yay.
Pretty Notre Dame, huh?
Okay, who's up next?
We grow and protect family wealth across multiple generations. We accomplish this task through multi-generational financial planning, to help and protect your, to grow and protect family wealth over generations. We implement this with 12 with monthly calls, 12 monthly calls, four total reviews, two of those in person, 24-hour response time for your questions. If we can't answer those questions immediately, that's the best I could do, guys. I'm sorry.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Pretty
Well, look
at good, Ben.
it. I just winged it. Okay.
That's good. You're close.
Close of not, is not a match. Okay. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm happy to go. We protect and grow wealth for families across generations. What we offer is multi-generational financial planning and full implementation through 12 regularly scheduled appointments, 4 plan reviews, 2 in person, and rapid response to your problems. 1 hour response time, 24 hour resolution. How does that compare to what you're getting now?
Excellent.
Nicely done.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jake.
All right, I'll give it a try. We protect and grow wealth for families across generations. We do this through a full implementation of the planning process through 12 appointments, 4 reviews, 2 of which are in person, and rapid response to your problems. 1 hour response time, 24 hour resolution. How does that compare to what you're currently getting?
Very good.
Good.
And you guys are high.
Well, the bar's all over the place. We got the rest of the year to practice this. So there.
Yeah.
By the way, that implementation is so important because my experience is, you know, the lawyers will draw up all sorts of plans, for, you know, the generation, the estate plan, the finance, well, some will do financial plans, but there's never any implementation. Then they just give you the book and now it's up to you.
Right.
So the implementation is a very important part of what we're doing.
Shelley, excellent. You get an extra credit for that.
Thank you, sir. I mean, I've seen it so often. You know, here's the plan. Go do something with it. Okay.
Well, and that's for the FA gives the client the book, takes it to the estate planning attorney. The estate planning attorney trusts it, gets the documents done, and nobody implements anything. You've still got everything
in
your joint account, right?
Yep, but they get paid.
They don't even retitle the securities in the name of the trust.
Correct.
That's where we differentiated ourselves in the market because we committed to full implementation of the planning process. So make sure you emphasize that. And it's part of this is, you know, words can be flat, right? But one of the things you want to do is hit certain words a little harder in order to make them emphatic. You want to emphasize certain things. So did we get everybody, by the way? Did we?
I'll give it a shot. Okay. So we protect and grow wealth across generations. What we offer is multi-generational financial planning. With full implementation across multi-generational families. We provide 12 scheduled appointments, 4 portfolio reviews, 2 of which could be in person. We offer one-hour follow-up, 24-hour resolution of all issues. How does this compare with what you're currently doing? What you're currently getting now?
All right.
Hey.
I think that.
Thank you.
That's great. Was that everybody?
That was everybody. Hey, Phil, welcome. Welcome, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, everybody.
Phil, can we put you on the spot and ask you to say our purpose statement without reading it?
Okay. I'm not looking at it. We protect and grow wealth for families across generations. Excellent. What we offer is full implementation through 12 monthly meetings, 4 reports, 2 of which are in person, and we offer 1 hour response time to all questions and 24 hour resolution time. How does that compare to what you're getting now?
Good.
Bravo. All right. So let's see here. That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 7 people who gave it. We got 7 slightly different versions. We will.
That's okay.
We'll somehow get our brand as one soon.
It's just practice. You guys, you know, and then it's understanding the process too. So let me just go over it again to make sure we're putting the emphasis on the right syllable, right? So what we offer is multi-generational planning with full implementation of that planning process through 12 scheduled appointments. You heard that, right? 12 scheduled appointments, 4 reviews of the plan, 2 of them in person, and rapid response to your problems, 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution. And if you say it right, you'll get a wow. If you don't get a wow, you probably missed something. You didn't emphasize. And you notice no extra words, right? The key is to do Macbeth with like Macbeth is written. No extra words. Extra words dilute it and the client doesn't get the impact. And then how does that compare to what you're getting now? Or how does that sound? You know, how does that sound? And they'll all go, that's amazing. How are you going to be able to do it? And it's because we limit our practice to less than 100 clients per financial advisor. So it can be very powerful. Anyway, nobody says it right. I mean, very few people that I teach actually say it the way it's supposed to be said. So you're really close. Some of you are closer than others, but I think it's just a question of practicing it. And then, you know what? If you know it and you memorize it, you'll actually say it. And when somebody says, what do you do? You tell them. This is what we do.
We protect and grow wealth across generations.
And
families.
What we do is amazing. Nobody else does it in our industry. Right? This is what we do.
Right.
We protect. We try to make it as short as possible. We protect and grow wealth for families across generations. Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, it's very simple and everybody can remember it.
Right.
And they'll be like, wow, what's that mean? You know?
Protect and grow. It's not just protect. It's also grow. Don't worry. We also grow it. For families, good families across generations. It's kind of what we do. Right. So anyway, okay. So we'll practice this. This is something we can make fun. Like we're walking down the hallway and we just say, hey, what you got? You know, and just lay it on. It can be a comic relief in the middle of our hectic days. It takes a whole 30 seconds to get through it. Practice makes perfect. So
now, here's the game, guys. You advertise it, you have to deliver. That's where it's hard, right? Well, we'll only do it for these people. Well, no, you just said this is what we do. So you have to do it for everybody that is in your world. Now we have an exemption for children of our best clients until they gain the wealth that would entitle them to 12-4-2. For the children, we give them 4-1, meaning 4 times a year we talk to them once in person. And other than that, everybody gets 12-4-2, especially in a practice like yours, which is where your average size client is wealthy. So that's the challenge. That's the reality of marketing this is that, and remember, use this with centers of influence and they'll go, wow, that gives me a rationale for referring it to you versus somebody else. And that's the big deal is, you know, we affiliate with others. Why are we the same when we get to know them? And then we teach them why we're different and special. Why are we different as in our business practice? Always remember Jeff Bezos and the relentless Amazon model. It's probably the best I've ever seen in business in terms of commitment to the client, just unending commitment to improve the client experience. It's all it's ever been about. It's crazy. It's like he was insane. And he did the impossible. And he's going to continue to do the impossible. I mean, the company is going to continue to do the impossible. They'll end up with their own set of ships. They'll probably have their own ports. They'll dig their own ports to get the crap in here faster. Anyway, I digress.
I prefer Henry the Fifth. I prefer Henry the Fifth once more into the breach. Okay. Sorry. I don't like Macbeth.
Right. All right. Henry the Fifth. Perfect. Okay. What else?
We're going to go to our mission statement. Let's pull this up and actually I'll share it. I'm going to share my screen and let's dive into this. We had an exercise where we went through as a team. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, we could see your screen.
We could see it.
Okay. So you can see this? Okay. So we went through and here, I'll just go like this. I added those comments to, we can say, how does that sound as an alternative? And then how do you do it? It's because we limit our practice to less than 100 clients per financial advisor. Okay, great. So here's mission statement. What we have is what we did was an exercise where we individually wrote our values. We saw where we overlapped, which was this. We picked a few keywords. We wrote something quickly. We sent it to Phil and then Phil rewrote it. And so here's the rewritten version. Here's our version. This was probably done in about 130 seconds. This portion, we just sent it to Phil. We just took the words and we tried to put it in here. I believe I'm recalling right now, did we need to use the words in our
no,
mission statement?
No, you don't have to use the word. You have to work. You don't have to, but the idea is to make the mission statement incorporate the principles that the words embody, right?
Okay. So that's what's done here. By the way, I'm only sharing my Word document, right? Here, or am I sharing desktop? Okay. So that's what Phil did. Let's see here. Guys, I don't know if you had a chance to check this out. We think of ourselves as a family serving other families for the benefit of the whole community. And I actually put together two, there was a thought that there was a value, purpose, and mission statement. I combined two, so that's why these sound a little bit similar in the second sentence. As a rising tide lifts all boats, we believe ethical and responsible financial behavior helps not only our clients, but the whole global community of which we are all a part. So Phil totally this was artistic liberty. And took our values slightly, Phil, would you like to kind of dive into your thought process, and then let's just discuss it and see what we might do to this. Rob, what are your first thoughts? Since we got you.
Well, I'd like to hear other people's thoughts. I mean, okay. My thoughts are I'd rather let you work on this in order to generate something that belongs to you.
Okay, fair enough. Phil, why don't you give us your 2 cents on this and how you kind of grabbed what we had here and then built this, and then let's go around and share our thoughts on this.
Ben, while Phil is doing that, do you mind just trying to make that a little larger for us, if you can?
Sure. Let me see if I can just make it one page then. And
yeah, whatever might work.
Just a little larger. Okay, let me see here. Okay. I'll put it in a new document. So, Phil, is Phil with us still?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? I'll jump in.
Sure.
Because, I've repeatedly heard Ben talking about we want to act like we're a family and our clients are a family and we have family values. And at first, I was really hesitant to use that language because families can mean a lot of things. Family values can mean being against abortion and R-rated movies, and I was hesitant about it. But then I was thinking more about both Ben and Shelley and how they approach life. I remember a long time ago, Shelley told me that he studied under Milton Friedman, and he thought that Friedman had all the answers to all our problems. And what he meant by that was that he has a faith that the free market is the most efficient means of solving problems. And to me, there's a value in that. And it's not just about, I want to get rich for myself. It's that I want us all to do well and enrich ourselves. And I think that the market is the way to do that. So when I'm thinking about the mission and the families and stuff, I thought, is there a way that we can talk about families without using that problematic term, family values? And I thought that your mission is more, I mean, it's more than just actually helping your client. You want to be a responsible corporate citizen. And as I was playing around with the LinkedIn description, I found myself writing that sentence, we think of ourselves as a family serving other families for the benefit of the whole community. That to me is just like, in a nutshell, what you'd want the rest of the world to think about you, not just your own clients also. And it shows that you have a broader vision. And then that second sentence, I had made that as a value statement and then combined it, but they work well together. As a rising tide lifts all boats. And this is the point of the second part of that first sentence. Ethical and responsible financial behavior helps not only our clients, but the whole global community of which we're all a part. It's acknowledging the interconnected nature of what you do.
Pretty cool. You know, Phil, it sounds a lot better coming from you than when I first read it. I'll just give you that.
All right.
Seriously, I mean that sounded pretty amazing. Anyway, go ahead.
I think also something Phil said to me. I concur, Rob. Phil said to me, and I've heard this before, and I've actually stop people like in my EO organization that I'm part of. I said, that's not how we describe ourselves. This is how, you know, and of course, how do we describe ourselves? You know, that first sentence, I heard Phil say this last night. Boy, does this sound a lot better than we help rich people get richer or stay rich? Okay. That sounds like, you know, I don't know, the Death Star in Star Wars. I mean, it's not a noble thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very, you know, it's we always write things coming from our own heads in our own business. Having Phil there, he's coming from, how does this sound as a client?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very interesting, because isn't that really, in the end, a big part of our mission, to change the world and make it a better place? I mean, that's the truth.
I gave an example of what John and I did this quarter. Guess what? We're opening about 20 foundations this quarter.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. Charitable planning worked its way into our 12-month calendar, and about half the clients took us up on it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So how is that not helping not just us, but the community around us? Making clients think about clients that have never given, right? You know, we come into some families that have never had money, and all of a sudden they have money, and so they've never given. And we said, you know, yeah, I got to think about that. Of course, we give the capital gains benefits and da da da. Well, don't worry, we'll bring it up again next year. We'll talk about it again next year at the same time. You know, we'll repeat this. Oh, good. You know, that kind of thing. So that's what it made me think of. That's what it made me think of when we, you know, when I said, you know, is this really true? Well, I think that's outreach. But what else?
Guys, one of the things to keep in mind is this is going to, people are going to, if you tell somebody your mission statement and you use these words, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get, wow. What does that mean? You're going to get a question. You're going to get another question, which is, oh, what you always want. And then you tell them a story. Just like you just told me of this story. Well, let me tell you a story. Our clients opened up 20 family foundations this year. And these were people that had never really given. And now they'll be giving hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars back to the community because we opened their eyes as to the benefits, both personally, spiritually, to giving. And I think we're going to bring a lot of joy to those families. Wow. Now that's somebody you want to do business with.
My only critique of the mission statement from Phil is I'm not sure where, as a rising tide lifts all boats. I'd just start the sentences with "we believe." I'm just bringing that up. I couldn't get the connection there. Okay. Phil, do you, what is the connection? I'm not really sure.
Yeah. First, I think that might be right, that we should cut that first tide, or that first little phrase. What I was actually thinking was that, even without the charitable giving, if you just act responsibly in the market and are, you'll help the whole economy and you'll help everybody. And so to me, the rising tide lifts all boats, meaning if the economy is doing better, it helps everybody, including people you don't give to, just, you know, your neighbors and people around the world. If there's a stable economy, it helps all of us. So
that's your Milton Friedman tide, Pop.
Yeah, that's right? Your Milton Friedman thing. I think I kind of like, I really want you guys to argue this out. I did not like "as a rising tide lifts all boats." I didn't understand it, but it did definitely got my attention as a different kind of mission statement than I've ever seen. And so what you're doing through this mission statement is saying that we're doing something big here. This isn't about us. We're going to change the world. I love that. I mean, I love it. I love it once Phil explained it to me. So it's, what it's saying so, is,
Phil, you guys, gotta come around with us when people ask us what we do. You just gotta be there, okay?
No, I think you guys can explain this. This is a very easy thing to explain. And you just say, look, you know, I mean, let's face it, right? Financial literacy is critical to keeping us from going over the edge of crazy land, right? This is our answer to the crazy land that others want us to go in the direction they want us to go, to communism or socialism or something, by giving the public the ability to lift all boats, right? We're making things better for the world. I don't know. I just, it's a powerful statement. So I did not, you know, I wasn't a big fan when I heard it first, when I read it, but I'm kind of going with it because remember what my mission state, my purpose was? My purpose was, I know it's, it, you know, nobody remembers anybody else's purpose or mission or anything. But my purpose was to release the human potential by choosing growth over fear and by so doing help others to do the same. See, because fear is our biggest inhibitor of success, right? If we had no fear, we'd do crazy things. We'd hurt ourselves, but we'd call on anybody that we thought about, right? And we'd open a lot more accounts and we'd do a lot more business. And my mission was to boldly go where no person's gone before and joyfully share the map. See, now that people say that's, and I used to stand up in front of a whole office or office complex of 100 people and say those exact words. So you want to know who I am? This is who I am. My purpose and my mission. Now, did you hear profit in there? Did you hear me talk about anything to do with anything except them? No, it's all about them and our great adventure that we're going on. And we're going to do it together. We're going to have a blast and then we're going to share everything we learned. And that's what gave me joy. See, that's what gave me happiness. It wasn't money or profit or being number one. I like, but that was a benefit. That was a dividend of the adventure that we were on. And whenever people said, well, I don't think we can do it, I said, wow, let's go. Let's try. You know, and then we do it. And they'd be like, I couldn't believe we did that. Yep. Boldly go. Bold. So that's what I mean by the using the values in your mission statement. So maybe, I mean, it's in there, but you're going to need to tell them a little bit more about it. You know, they're going to say, what do you mean? And you say, these really are our values. Our values are to really kind of change the world. And we do that by helping our clients make better choices so that they prosper and can help others and give back to the community for their families and themselves. And in the end, raise all boats. Wow.
We got about 9 more minutes. I want to just open it up to the gang at the office. What do you guys think of this? This here and how this has been, how we turned this into Phil. This is what came back. What do you guys think?
Yeah, interesting. My first thought was all these words and everything we came up with, Phil didn't use any of them. That was my first thought. My second thought was, reading the statement, it's actually really powerful. it got me the second time around. So kudos. I like it. I think it's something to work with, and something to think about.
John, how do you feel about it?
And I'm reading it for the first time here this morning. Looking at it, I like that it's succinct. It drives, you know, a thought with just a couple of sentences, which is what you need, right? So I appreciate the second sentence that's in there, especially loving boats as much as I do. it's what it needs to be for now.
I do think we should keep an analogy in it somehow, because it creates a mental image or helps convey the message.
Mike, what do you think, given our Santorelli, given that you've been on, I don't know, 20 client calls now?
Yeah. You know, the first thing that I thought about was, you know, we believe in doing well by doing good. So, and that's kind of the whole ethical thing. It got me thinking a little bit about ESG, just because it's such a big a trend right now in investing, and just the whole ethical part of financial behavior. I think that might really resonate well when people read this.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you guys for sharing. So Rob, I guess my question to you is, what's our next assignment?
I'd say put this to work. And the way I'd say to put it to work is pick a charity that you guys can really get excited about. And either start one or find one and make this thing come alive. Whether it's financial literacy or it's, you know, changing the world. But I'm having a lot of fun with this, guys. When I graduated from Merrill Lynch in 2006, I started on this great adventure of coaching and teaching and continuing the fun part of the job I had. But I also started my family foundation, giving back the community and helping change the world by helping more diverse kids get into our business. It's a great adventure. I've been spending the last year working on this. I've got a great committee. I'm meeting really interesting people, and we're going to make it happen. Right. We're going to go into the universities and help these kids get ready to be in our business. We'll make great contacts with universities and then help those kids to get in, not just get in our business, but prosper in our business. Cause the turnover rate among African Americans in our business is about 97%. And that's just wrong because they're not prepared. They're not trained. They're not loved. They're not brought in like you guys are being brought in. And so we want to do that. Well, what I discovered is when you have that kind of passion, people are drawn to it. People of wealth are drawn to this kind of thing, whatever it is. They want to make a difference. Everybody wants a legacy. Shelley wants a legacy. I mean, I look at my skin on my legs and it's not the same as it used to be. Okay. I'm getting older. You know, we're all going to eventually not be here. So what is our legacy going to be? When you're 50 or 40, you don't think about that. When you're 40, you don't think about it. 50, you start to. 60, a little more. And now I'm 75. I start to think of, you know, this is, but it gives me great inspiration. Enjoy. So I think if you guys can get that same kind of thing, you're going to see doors open that you just never saw before. Because you hear people that are extremely wealthy and how passionate they are about their endeavors. and what they want to do to change the world. And you just tag on, man. And all of a sudden you've got a billionaire client. Okay. So it's not the, this is where you get the really big money. And I'm, you know, I'm surrounded by that kind of money and they're very interested in this stuff. If you're passionate, they want to hear your story. So I love where you're going. And that would, to me, would be the next step. Turn this into something that you can make concrete. You get known in the community for what you do for the community, not for what you do to manage money. Okay. It's that self, I mean, your mission is selfless. Let's live it. Let's do it. And it's a fun journey. It there's nothing, there's no downside to it, by the way, guys. None. It takes work. People said to me, this is how you want to spend your last 10 or 20 years? I said, yeah. What could be more important than actually changing people's lives for the better and fixing our industry so we don't look like a bunch of white men? You know? Silly. What we've got going on is silly at this point, and we're going to fix it. Anyway.
Before it fixes us.
Right. Right. And Milton Friedman's right. And we've got to do it from this Milton Friedman side, not from the other side, which is take from the wealthy and distribute it. So my attitude is either fix the problem or you're going to be the problem.
Yep.
I have two thoughts to share along those lines, if I could.
Sure.
Just to bounce them off you guys. Cause I also, when I was working on this stuff yesterday and I was studying some other financial advisors on LinkedIn, and they're always talking about, you know, their charitable work. And I know that Altman does a fair amount of pro bono work already, but they don't tell that story. And so I think telling the story of your pro bono work, maybe organizing something where every year you pick a family and just decide Altman is going to help this family transform themselves, or pick a school. Cause I know that Ben has a passion for financial literacy education, and just like make a project of a cohort in a school for a few years and just work with all those kids and then track them over time and see where they're doing 10 years later. Those are the kinds of things I was thinking you guys might want to do.
Interesting.
There's a wonderful Chicago project that's going on now that is, you guys can get involved with a little bit or a lot or whatever, but they, Chicago Scholars, big deal, make a difference, change lives. It's already up and running. It's amazing. And you can piggyback on that. I met with them when I was in Chicago, and, they're terrific. We may do something with the Chicago Scholars, turning them into financial advisors, because it's only high school kids. They adopt high school kids by the boatloads. They have 10,000 have gone through the program already, taking them out of basic poverty in the ghetto and put them into, you know, good lives. You know, they transform their lives with mentorship and so forth. And they end up becoming real scholars and get scholarships and all go on and do great. So it's, and the people that do this are crazy passionate people, and they're normal. They're normal, but they just, I love this. And it's the sort of thing that you already have going on there. And that's, you know, let's face it. That's our biggest challenge, right? So getting them, you know, piggybacking on that and getting them into the right universities and then getting them into a business. I don't care if it's our business, but getting them into a business where our business moves the needle for your community. Right? You become a successful financial advisor and make $500,000 a year, you're moving the needle for your community, your family, and your community. So it's for real. You can do it. So yeah, so maybe just set a priority. You know, there was a guy down in Norfolk, Virginia, an FA who's sponsoring loans for diverse population that can't get the loans, starting some kind of a charity or deal. It's like pretty cool. So I think the world's getting better. And you can do it. But it's like the ESG thing. It's popular. You know, make that a part of what you're doing. Don't fight it. People today, kids today, they want to change the world. And don't tell them they can't, because they've become billionaires overnight. So they all of a sudden they're like, wow, I can change the world. I got the money now. Okay, we're over time, but
okay. Thank you, Rob.
I did not expect it to go in this direction, but it's very exciting. So very selfless thinking. I love it. Go for it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
See you, Rob.